Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 13th day of June, 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours, wide open phones, and several important guests coming on as well. Second U.S. case of mad cow possible. It's probably been about 50 times they've found cows that supposedly had mad cow, or Creutzfeldt-Jakobs, that had the prions, the prions, whatever you want to call them, in their brains, in their bloodstream. And every time the FDA swoops in and tells everybody that everything's fine, we'll see if that happens this time. That's out of USA Today. Today, we'll cover that after the break. G8 wants tax on airline tickets to help the world poor. They're trying a bunch of other global taxes right now. Global money transfer tax, global oil tax at the wellhead. That's what the Bilderberg Group literally threw fits over this year. They haven't gotten their world tax yet. They intended to have one by 2000. Times of London, disruptive toddlers to be treated as potential criminals, says report. If you throw a temper tantrum and the camera picks it up, you'll be put into the criminal database and tracked and traced. Yes, the control grid. The police last Thursday shot a young Hispanic man in the back, and witnesses and others are saying that they just simply walked up to him and opened fire on his back, on his car. But the police are saying that's not what happened, and they haven't released the video yet out of their own squad car. You know, if they were innocent, we'd see that video real fast. And I haven't watched much TV, but I did scan the news wires this morning, and I did watch some yesterday and didn't see it on the nightly news. So you killed this guy last Thursday. Where's the squad car video? Where is that? He supposedly resisted you. I'll never forget the time that I had a weight belt in my front seat, and the cop thought it was a gun. Pulled the gun out, stuck it to my head, shaking, freaking out. And if he'd have blown my head off, folks, it would have been I resisted. Guaranteed. I didn't resist. I got out of the car. He saw it was a weight belt. He was a nice cop, though, living in fear. Just seized by fear and weakness. And he said, go ahead and go. Don't speed. I was speeding, folks. But the point is if he'd have blown my head off, good chances, I would say 100%, that Mr. Jones resisted. Mr. Jones pulled this little derringer. Yes, yes. By the way, right here in Austin, in Fort Worth, in Midland, we've caught police killing their own officers or killing innocent civilians, as they call us. By the way, you're civilians too. And planting guns, and then good cops blow the whistle and expose them. So we've seen this before, just in my neck of the woods. All right, that is coming up. Where's the videotape? You haven't edited it yet properly? I mean, there's always telltale signs here. Believe me, folks, if that video showed him struggling, like the cops are saying, they would have already released it. Unless they're building it up for some type of, you know, big theatrical, see, we're right. I mean, I'm not saying that the police aren't sometimes right. But when you shoot somebody in the back and they're unarmed, it doesn't look good. Also, we will get into, it's official, we already reported this years ago, but now British government admits it. British Secret Service did murder SS Chief Heinrich Himmler. He didn't take cyanide. But the important news item is, why did they do this? More on the EU beginning to break up, having some major problems. Ministers told of need for Gulf War excuse. There's just so much news. Plus, we got the Patriot Act explosion. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Wendy Malick from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, we've got an audio clip of the video, the outrage after GOP cuts off microphones at Patriot Act hearing last Friday. A furor erupted after Republican Judiciary Chairman James F. Sensenbrenner shut off the microphones during a hearing on the Patriot Act Friday, accusing Democrats of raising issues unrelated to the act, such as treatment of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. Well, U.S. citizens have been taken there under the Patriot Act. I mean, what are they talking about? And again, the left is attacking this according to partisanship, which is the wrong way to go about this. Ministers were told of need for Gulf War excuse. This out of the London Times. Ministers were warned in July of 2002, months before going to war, that Britain was committed to taking part in an American invasion of Iraq and that they had no choice but to find a way of making it legal. The warning, in a leaked cabinet office briefing paper, said Tony Blair had already agreed to back military action to get rid of Saddam Hussein at a summit at the Texas ranch of President George W. Bush 3 months earlier. The briefing paper for participants at a meeting of Blair's inner circle of July 23, 2002, said that since regime change was illegal, it was necessary to create the conditions which would make it legal. This was required because even if ministers decided Britain should not take part in an invasion, the American military would be using British bases. This would automatically make Britain complicit in any illegal U.S. action. And so they go on with the Downing Street memo to say that they're going to manufacture evidence, which they did. Here's another one. Iraq war planned 2 years before 9/11. Now, everybody's running around acting like this is a news story, because we have witnesses inside the Bush White House and journalists and others saying they heard Bush talk about it to them personally. And the media is focusing in on this, and they'll say, oh, that's their opinion, sour grapes, just like Richard Clark, or just like Treasury Secretary O'Neill, John O'Neill. Forget all of this. We have the PNAC documents written by Dick Cheney in September of 2000, 2.5, 3 years before the war, saying Saddam isn't a threat, but he is a pretext to get the oil and to use Iraq as a military launch base. I mean, is Dick Cheney sour grapes against the Bush administration? But here's the newest. I mean, it's a string of witnesses all saying the same thing. You know, I was in the office. I saw the battle plans. According to author and journalist Mickey Herskowitz, the presidential candidate George W. Bush was already talking privately about the political benefits of attacking Iraq 2 years before September 11th occurred. So this time, it's even before he got into office. He was thinking about invading Iraq in 1999, said President Bush's former ghost writer. So this time, it's Bush's ghost writer, a guy who spent months with Bush. It was on his mind, he said to me, one of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as a commander-in-chief. It's Bush has said, I'm a war president. I'm a wartime president. I mean, how psychopathic is that? It was on his mind, he said to me. By the way, Hitler said he was a war leader. So did Stalin. It was on his mind, he said to me, one of the keys to being seen as a great leader is to be seen as a commander-in-chief. And he said, my father had all this political capital built up when he drove the Iraqis out of Kuwait, and he wasted it. If I have a chance to invade, if I have that much capital, I'm not going to waste it. I'm going to get everything passed that I want to get passed, and I'm going to have a successful presidency. So again, you got a war, you're in a war, the government does what you say, the three branches meld into one, and you can set up a dictatorship. Herskowitz said that Bush expressed frustration at a lifetime as an underachiever in the shadow of an accomplished father. In aggressive military action, he saw the opportunity to emerge from his father's shadow. The moment, Herskowitz said, came in the wake of September 11th attack. Suddenly, he's a 9/11. Suddenly after 9/11, he's at 91% in the polls, and he's barely crawled out of the bunker. And then it goes into Bush. Now this is Bush telling him in 99 all of this. This is his biographer. But Bush is telling him this. There's recordings of this. And if this isn't some weird Karl Rove manipulation that I haven't seen the final product of, I predict this guy's going to die of a heart attack in the next 2 months. Or die in a car wreck, or his plane's going to blow up, and the FBI will be there as the pieces fall out of the sky, telling local police it was all an accident. Very, very serious. Here's another one. Memo. U.S. lacked full post-war Iraq plan. A briefing paper prepared for British Prime Minister Tony Blair and his top advisors 8 months before the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq concluded that the U.S. military was not prepared adequately for what the British memo predicted would be a protracted and costly post-war occupation of that country. The eight-page memo, written in advance of July 23rd, 02, Downing Street meeting in Iraq, provides new insights into how senior British officials saw a Bush administration decision to go to war as inevitable and realized more clearly than their American counterparts the potential for the post-invasion instability that continues to plague Iraq. So let's go over the spin here. The spin here is that Bush didn't know because he's an idiot. And the Bush administration didn't know, but those smart Brits, they did. In the Downing Street memo, they admit the U.S. knew they'd fail. Fail in the publicly stated agenda of giving Iraq democracy and freedom and pulling out in 1 year. The Secretary of the Army, who was a big Enron scammer, crook for the Bushes, they loved Secretary White. They said, you're out of there when he said 450,000 troops to win this thing. Their top generals quit in droves, other former senior generals. The guy that ran the air war. The guy that the Air Force general, the head of the Air Force, who ran the air war in the first Gulf War, said this is going to be a complete disaster. Brent Scowcroft told him, his daddy's top advisor. They all told him, they all knew. And then Rumsfeld puts out memo P2OG saying that's the plan. It's going to blow up. It's going to widen the conflict. And then we're going to be stuck there for 10 years and to build these giant bases. And now a 6,000 person, well, it's going to be 3,000 person, gigantic embassy. That's not an embassy at all, but the real government. I mean, some gigantic thing in the green zone. I mean, they planned this day one, folks. You look at the Gulf War II and you think it's a failure. No, it's a wonderful success. You look at the drug war and you think it's a failure. No, it's a wonderful success. You look at the war against illiteracy and you think it's a failure. No, it's a huge success. You look at the border war, control the borders. You think it's a failure? No, it's a screaming, raving, ranting, 110% flying colors success. 13-gun salute success. You think that 70% illegitimacy in many cities in this country, 90-plus percent in some ethnic groups, is a failure? It's a wonderful success. You think cancer doubling every 10 years, the rate of cancer, is a horrible failure? It's a wonderful success. You think genetically engineered crops taking over almost every other major food crop and infecting and causing all sorts of medical problems and endangering the biosphere is a failure? No, it's a wonderful success. And see, because you see it as a failure, oh, we're not quitters, we'll just make the drug war bigger. We'll just make the war on illiteracy bigger. We'll just make the war in Iraq bigger. You think they want to go in there and put a free country in and pull out and let them sell their own oil and have freedom? No, they want all those groups at each other's throats. They want that place imploding into absolute bedlam. That's the plan. Managed by these technological spires, these command bunkers around the country. Folks, I've read a 1983 Israeli planning document for the Middle East, and it said by 2000, we'll have the Americans in Iraq, running Iraq, and we want squalor, we want everyone at each other's throats, we don't want people getting together. Brzezinski Brzezinski, the founder of the Trilateral Commission, wrote a best-selling book saying this, how they want to go into countries and balkanize them and destroy them. And have them being smoking wreckage heaps with people endlessly killing each other. When the top generals and strategists told the globalists that Iraq will go into civil war, it's always been civil war if you do this, they said, of course, that's exactly what we want. Hundreds of billions in weapons sales every year. $4 trillion in oil. And an excuse to be there for 10 years for the next phase to go into Iran and Syria. The bigger the drug war gets, the more heroin and cocaine flood our streets, the more young people are in these prisons, predominantly owned by major drug cartels. I mean, you track back who owns the major private prisons, you can directly link them to the drug cartels. They've got it coming and going. They ship it in. They send the cops in against their competition. When your dumb kid uses it, they put them in a prison. Making widgets for 20 cents an hour. Same thing with illiteracy. I've got the official Department of Education plan. Dumb your kids down. You wonder why they're getting so stupid. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Just in case I didn't make myself clear, the government, the private interests that own and control it, are lying to you. You know they've been caught thousands of times lying, but even though you know they're corrupt, you just don't want to think that they would actually hurt the country or want to hurt you. Oh, really? Under several different legal doctrines that they got rammed through in the 1950s, the government has supposedly given itself immunity. You know, they didn't have that until the 1950s. And then they started with the atomic soldiers getting the courts to supposedly make law. That is, set up new doctrines of total liability protection for the government. And if they got liability protection for a cop shooting your 12-year-old in the back, they got liability protection of using depleted uranium and the troops being sick and dying. And that's how this really all began, in our modern age. You know, the power of the king, the government being the sovereign, was with the atomic soldiers and all the illnesses and lawsuits that were being filed. And the government just put through several new doctrines and had their courts create this new law and claim that they have no liability. It's like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. It says the government can nerve gas you, use chemical, biological weapons on you for any reason. I mean, you're worried about the Patriot Act, too, and you're worried about Homeland Security. Folks, they've put all this stuff on the books before. Now they're just building the infrastructure to do it. Oh, you don't believe me out there listening. Let's say you're a cop driving along. Okay, cop. Just write this out on your little notepad. U.S. Code Title 50. Can you do that? U.S. Code Title 50. Here, let me say it slower. U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A. Again, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. Just go in there and read U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A. Just read that whole section, because it says, oh, we're not allowed to do this unless covertly authorized, and then we have no liability. Just go stop being naive. And a lot of people can't even believe the government would do wrong. They're infallible. They don't trust their neighbor, though, to give them the code to their alarm and their front door key when they go out of town. But they trust their government. People they don't even know, with unlimited power and unlimited funds and all these secret labyrinthine corporations and government institutions who've been exercising power for hundreds of years, unabated, unchallenged. Power corrupts, absolutely, folks. Oh, no, we just trust them. But you look so you look at the drug war and you think, man, it's failing. Better take more of our rights away. No, the drug war is doing a great job turning America into a police state, bringing in more drugs, making it fashionable and underground to use drugs, and your idiot young people use it. And it destroys lives. And in case you won't use the illegal drugs, we're going to force you to take our government-pushed private big pharma drugs. So it's the same thing across the board with these wars, with the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on terror. This is simply a new business. And it's a predatory business. So a lot of you are going to have childhood's end. A lot of you are going to give up that foolish, delusional, childish view that everything's honky-dory and the people in authority wouldn't hurt you and they love you and you want to believe that they're good and they're smarter than you and they know best and they wouldn't hurt a fly. When, folks, it's not just that they're fallible. It's not just that they're corrupt. They're sadistic. They're the most corrupt. They're the most evil, the most cunning, the most deceptive. That's why they're in those positions of power. And they wouldn't give 2 cents for you and your family. You mean absolutely nothing to them. You are chattel. You are slaves. So stop being naive. So now ministers were told, ahead of Gulf War, to manufacture an excuse, official government documents in England. Our own CIA was ordered to create fake documents. Another one here, Iraq War plan 2 years before 9/11, Bush's own biographer. Memo, U.S. lacked full post-war Iraq plan. This is spin. They had a plan, they followed the plan. The only danger is it may implode even worse than they planned into ethnic and religious strife, different groups of Muslims fighting with each other, to where they can't even keep control of this tiger by the tail. We'll be right back with some guests. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty. For their descendants. That's you and I, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks
to the renegades. Patriot Act not catching terrorists. We'll get into that. U.S. diplomat survives Iraq car bombing. Republican senators suggest closing Gitmo, but Dick Cheney says no. We're going to keep that little place of death and torture open, that little gulag, one of the archipelago of islands they've built all over the world, just hundreds of these camps, 32 in Iraq alone. More security guards firing on peaceful protesters at Tiananmen Square on a weekly basis, and our government endorses it. Patriot Act angers some on the right as well as the left, more and more job seekers in America being fingerprinted, and Congress ready to resurrect the draft. They're now being very official about it. We have some internal information about the draft boards, that's coming up as well. Plus, Hillary's angry about a new book alleging that Bill Clinton raped her. Well, I mean, I don't know if this is true, and I really don't care. I'm sick of the Clintons. They're just puppets, again, who are surrogate members of the Bush family. They deal narcotics together out of Mena, Arkansas. That's just a fact. I've interviewed the people there unloading the cocaine. But if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, Bill Clinton has not challenged that he likes to rape women. Bush and his cabinet like men, which is a sin, folks, but I think it's worse to rape. And so Clinton's even, he likes to rape women. I don't know if we got a guest coming up here in just a second. We're going to be going over all of this news after the guest joins us. Another horrible police shooting. And again, I've been pulled over and had a cop pull a gun out and put it to my head because of a weight belt in the front seat looked like a gun. He didn't blow my head off, but if he would have blown my head off, I got a sneaking suspicion that it would have been Alex resisted. But this horrible, horrible, horrible case happened last Thursday, and they have not released the squad car video. Now, if in truth Daniel Rocha would have resisted police, you would have seen this on TV within an hour of him gunning him down. But every time they shoot you, because they're scared to death, the police are of us, they ought to be scared of hanging their hind ends out in the middle of traffic. I'll see them on 35 with their rear ends hanging out as giant multi-ton vehicles fly by. They're not worried about that, but they're scared and that's their number one cause of death, by the way, is being hit. But they're worried. They're worried about you. And so they gun this poor Hispanic man down, shot him in the back with pleasure, made her bones. And it's disgusting. So joining us is spokesperson Erica Gonzalez for East Austin Activist Group, and we'll give you their website as well. Erica, thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you guys, I've read your press release, and you're kind of going with the angle that this is oppression of Hispanics. And I'm not saying that maybe poor groups on average get abused a little more than in some fancy smancy neighborhood, but at the same time, I mean, I know white people who've been shot in the back by the police. Any comments on that?
Well, we don't like people who are racially discriminatory against youth of color, especially because.
Oh no, I do agree that youth get discriminated against. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, youth of color, especially because Daniel Rocha did not have a criminal record. He had a criminal record, but he had never been pulled over for any type of physical abuse or anything, and this was not a nonviolent crime.
Well, he did have a warrant out for parking tickets or something, but, I mean, the question is that a reason to die?
No, it definitely is not. Nobody should die for no reason at all. The police officer stopped him and had really no reason to pull them over, and she had no reason to shoot him without him even resisting arrest.
Well, the Austin and Travis County SWAT teams have blown kids in half over the last decade, shot people asleep in bed, shot their own officers, and they frame other people. They caught the Midland police a few years ago shooting each other. Then they tried to frame an innocent, unarmed man, but luckily a good cop blew the whistle. I mean, this is scary.
Yeah, this is scary, especially there was no pursuit in this incident. He was a passenger. And there were no drugs found on him. It wasn't even his car. You know, so we believe that because he was an unarmed youth, he did not deserve to die in the manner that he did.
Well, there was a case 2 years ago in Houston, and this is just where I interviewed the family. And they went to the wrong apartment, told the guy to get down on his face. It was the apartment across the hall, and shot him 14 times in the back. Nobody got in trouble. I mean, folks, I almost had my head blown off by one of these guys because he thought a weight belt was a gun, and if he'd have blown my head off, guaranteed nothing would have happened to him. Okay, well, tell us what happened with Mr. Rocha.
Well, like I said, he was unarmed. He was a passenger of a car, and for some reason, I don't think the police reports have been out yet. The car was stopped. We believe that it's racial profiling. When the car was stopped, I think one of the driver ran away and Daniel Rocha was caught. Again, he was unarmed. He did try to run, but Julie Schroeder was the police officer that was trying to hold him down. There was another male cop that was there at the scene. Julie Schroeder, from what witnesses say, it looked like she was going to handcuff him, but she shot him point blank in the back without.
Now again, that's what the witnesses are saying: putting somebody in handcuffs, struggle a little bit, you die. The point here is if their story's true, why haven't they released this video?
Maybe they're trying to cover up for something that really happened. That's what I believe.
Well, I talked to police that were involved in a Travis County SWAT team investigation, and they shot their own officer going into this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy inside, he did it. Now, again, I'm not against the Travis County SWAT team. It's been nice to have the commander walk over when I'm at Libby's and sit down and start talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
No, but, I mean, let's go back and get into all this. So what happened next? She shoots him in the back.
I guess what happened next was that they tried to revive him. They tried to do CPR on him.
Oh.
After they had, you know, after this woman had shot him, she tried to rescue him, but it was too late. He died at 11 p.m., I guess, minutes after she had shot him.
And by the way, she may think she's getting away with this, but you reap what you sow. Vengeance is God's.
Yeah, we want to see Julie Schroeder tried for this murder in criminal civil court. There needs to be justice for this.
But regardless, she won't, if she's guilty of this, she's not going to escape justice. You never do.
Well, I think that the civil trial will see to that justice, and I think if the community pulls together, Julia Schroeder will be tried for this murder, and the family deserves this trial.
Oh, by the way, we're human beings. You know, when a cop gets killed, everybody runs around screaming, pulling their hair out, crying, a god has been killed. And I'm against it when police get killed. They're just as valuable as Mr. Rocha. Just as valuable, not one cent more valuable than any other human life. And I've seen the cavalier attitude of cops, you know, about past shootings, and I'm sick of it. It's not like we're wild pigs or something you're out hunting.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, the police department, the Austin Police Department, really needs to go through monthly recaps about not using deadly force.
Well, how many people have they shot in the back? I mean, it seems every few months we hear about this.
Yeah, and I just think it needs to stop. We need to stop, especially when victims don't have any weapons. I mean, there's no need to use deadly force when there are no weapons involved, and especially when they're not trying to resist the arrest.
Well, I've seen the cases around the country when a cop's daughter or son does something that gets blown away, and they scream, they cry, and nobody helps them.
Mm-hmm. And an 18-year-old person can't possibly have a long criminal history like they say Daniel Rocha had. I mean, his life was just beginning. He was 18 years old.
Well, regardless, I don't want people pulling guns and shooting people in the back, and it happens too much. It was like that retarded kid, a year ago? And, he was a retarded black man, and he was mumbling and had a little stick. It showed it on the news, like a foot-long little stick he picked up out from, by a tree. And he was running from the police, so they shot him in the back. I mean, I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm tired of them shooting people in the back. Bunch of punks.
I know, and in Austin police, I mean, it's been known that they're twice as likely to use force against blacks and Hispanics than white. So, I mean, there needs to be some type of cultural awareness or something. You know, police have used force on minorities more often than white. It is very obvious. And there's racial discrimination within the police department.
Well, I think a big part of that is socioeconomic. I mean, if you look at the numbers in poor white areas, you have just as many shootings. I think it's that the police are afraid in these communities. And I think a lot of that is unwarranted. Some of it is. I mean, I go over in East Austin a lot around 11th Street,
mm-hmm.
even though they've supposedly cleaned it up. And I've had people come up and bang on my window and try to sell me crack cocaine. But the answer is to clean that up, not to go around shooting people in the back.
Exactly. Yeah, there's no need to use that. I mean, the police, the incident that just happened, she could have called for backup. You know, she could have used her baton. She could have even used her taser.
The guy driving ran, and then he was running, and then she basically jumped on him?
Mm-hmm.
And then her gun went off because she had the gun in her hand.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's even what the police are saying, but they call that resisting. The guy's running, and she jumps on him and shoots him in the back.
That's not resisting.
No, that's not resisting. And in the past, folks, you know, you weren't given a death sentence from running for the police. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like the L.A. case 2 weeks ago where they shoot, the 120-something times into all the buildings because the white Suburban didn't stop quick enough and they shot him a couple times. Turned out he wasn't even the guy they were looking for.
Mm.
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't, no.
Well, it scares me for my family because, so I looked at articles from Thursday, from Friday, from Saturday, from Sunday, from today. The demonization of Daniel is really starting to intensify, and the media is trying to change the story now, but all they got to do is release that videotape.
I think it's more than just a videotape. I think that there needs to be something bigger that happens within the whole, the way that the police department handles these cases.
No, I agree with you, but my point is if they've done nothing wrong, let's see the tape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to look real bad. The cop drives a run out of the car, you jump on him and shoot him in the back.
Mm-hmm. And it's so sad that it takes a case like this to bring attention to the real issue.
Will stop running, though, if they know that. I mean, you know, and plus the police claim that they have this this right of kings, this immunity. You do not have immunity.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this affecting the community?
Well, it's affecting the community in many ways because, first of all, there's a loss. There's a loss of the youth. The family, I'm sure, is struggling with this right now. There's a lot of youth that I know. We do have a Young Scholars for Justice program that works on repealing zero-tolerance policies in public schools. And it's not only in the schools, it's also out in the streets. Because
zero tolerance is an excuse to pounce on people with maximum force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you see them going to school, and it's the same thing. I mean, you see the track to prisons. Schools are starting to look more and more like prisons, so you wonder why.
Oh, I agree. ID cards, face mm-hmm. scanning, being searched every day.
Mm-hmm.
You say one thing wrong, they come arrest you. Well, the government's own documents, Erica, admit it's about phasing our children into institutionalization because private corporations then own those prisons and lobby our government to create an economic climate to put people in the prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Our new model in America is going to be prisons. That's going to be our new country. That's going to be what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Oh, it's so obvious. I mean, if you don't know that, you know that just by seeing the way the schools are run. Because, I mean, we work with youth, and we hear the same stories again and again.
Well, here in Austin, they give them all the tattletale cards, the little $200 bonus cards if they turn family members in. You ever seen that on that local ad they run?
Mm-hmm.
About it's your job to report on everybody. Here's your card. We're enrolling you.
Yeah, there's hardly any better alternative now for youth, I think, for youth of color to express themselves, to let out some of the emotions that they have in school. It's more like if you have a fight, you're automatically, you don't deal with what the real issue is. Why did you have a fight? No, it's more like we're going to kick you out for 3 days and put you back out into the streets with no other alternatives or programs for you. You know,
all these social workers and the system, the way the grid was created, Erica, it's designed to make society unravel. It's designed to pack the prisons. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sad that Daniel Rocha was shot in the back. And again, mm-hmm. I hope that you and others put the call out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, stop demonizing this young man. Show us the videotape. Believe me, if it had shown him really resisting, that video would have been on TV in 1 hour, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I will let you know if that video is out, and hopefully it will, because the community needs to see what really happened.
Yeah, let's see this guy lose his life.
Well,
let's see him like a fish out of water, gasping for air, dying. Because I want the police to know he was a human being. I mean, they don't even see us as human beings, Erica. Are you speechless?
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, it's just a very emotional thing for me because, I mean, I'm originally from Eagle Pass, and I see this everywhere that I go. Every person that I talk to, even from a different city or state, it's terrible what is going on in our communities, and this needs to stop.
Hey, listen, I've heard hot shop cops, you know, at the gym and stuff, brag about how tough they are, and it's like a stud thing to have killed somebody with some of these guys, but statistically, I'm not bashing women police officers, but women police officers seem to be more afraid. And did you know statistically, if women police seem to pull their guns and use them statistically more than men? You might want to check into that.
Sure. Yeah.
Female cops. Yeah, she's scared to death. Oh, this man's going to get me.
Well, I can't really speak for every woman, and I don't know. I don't want to turn this into a male-female issue.
But what if it is? See, are you afraid to go there?
No, I'm not afraid to go there. But I think the bottom line is that police in general need to go through training and.
Well, I agree with you. Stay there and give us your website when we get back. Stay there, my dear.
All right, bye.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a...
We're scheduled in about 30 minutes to have Congressman Rangel.
And it burns, burns, burns.
Charles Rangel, who's introduced the bill for the national draft, on with us to talk about it. Now, you know, congressmen are notoriously sketchy, but they always come on. He might come on in 10 minutes. He might come on in an hour, but he's scheduled in about 30 minutes. We're talking to Erica Gonzalez with East Austin Activist Group. And Erica, is there a way for folks to get in contact with you or check out a website or any contact info?
Yes, we're located on Garden Street, but you can reach us through phone, 472-9921, area code 512, or you can visit us on the web at www.bodev-texas.org.
How do you spell that out slow for us?
Okay, so www.bodev-texas.org.
Okay, and that phone number again?
512-472-9921.
Listen, I know that it's scary to see the cavalier killing of people in East Austin, and I know it does happen there more than anywhere else, but it happens to, you know, 75-year-old retired insurance salesman when cops go to the wrong house. It's scary, it's dangerous, and statistically, after automobile accidents, the biggest threat to police is their own officers. So it's time for them to stop fearing us so much and to start seeing us as human beings. And my heart goes out to Mr. Roach's family, if you get a chance to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to expose what happened to him. And as this develops, please stay in contact.
Okay, we sure will. And on behalf of Bodev, we'd also like to send our sympathies for the family and for the rest of the communities. And we want to let them know that our prayers are with them and that we are fighting the justice for youth of color and the criminalization of youth of color.
Well, I think it's the criminalization of everyone, but you're right. You're the beta test, the target group. Thanks for the call.
Thanks
for joining us.
Bye-bye.
And this is how it works, folks. First, the red light districts and the gambling and the drugs was only allowed up until the 50s in the minority neighborhoods. It's like in The Godfather where, you know, the racist mob boss says, you know, I want to keep the drugs in the colored areas. They're animals anyways. Let them lose their souls. Remember that quote? Well, that's really how it works. And so this is the happy hunting ground. This is where they get to beta test everything. But as Tony Brown has said on this broadcast, they're planning to bring it to all neighborhoods, all communities. And it is happening. So we've all got to band together against this. Very scary to see how often this occurs. A lot of news in the next 20 minutes of the next hour. Your calls. Got Wrangle coming up. Before I end this hour, though, my new film, Martial Law, is out. Find out why it's sending shockwaves across the country. Covers 9/11, the latest police state developments, and who the globalists are, their master plan for world domination, and their driving ideologies and philosophies. Go to Infowars.com to get a hard copy of this film via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my powerful videos or to ask about the different titles and different discounts we offer by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Get Martial Law. It's a powerful video. Get it out to people. Start waking folks up. Get involved in the InfoWar today. So, again, you can order via InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. This week's showing of Martial Law at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar was sold out a week ago. There's one more showing coming up next week, the 23rd, and you can get those tickets online or at the door. So go ahead and start getting them if you want a chance to come. All right, we will start the second hour with your calls and a bunch of news. Stay with us.